Hey guys, it's New Year's Eve, and I'm sitting here, as I usually do on Sunday nights, with Dr. Rogers, and similar to what I'm seeing a lot of people talk about is New Year's resolutions. And before we turn this on, Dr. Rogers, you and I were talking, and I really wanted to get your thoughts on how our listeners should approach these New Year's resolutions. You know, there's a lot of goals, there's things that people want to get done, specifically around the health landscape. I think health New Year's resolutions is got to be like the top New Year's resolution out there. Can you kind of tell us how you would advise people to approach these New Year's resolutions?
Hey Ben, I want to take it from a little different perspective this new year, and instead of making an overall for myself goal to do certain things like lose weight or exercise more, or, you know, do that kind of thing, I want to look at it overall from a mind, body, and spirit side. An overall kind of way of life. So what I'm going to try to do, and specifically for me, and this probably applies to everybody that's listening or reading this, is some things I want to really do every day. I want to move, meaning exercise in some form. Maybe even something new that I want to try. I want to get good sleep. Very, very important. I want to eat well. I'm going to definitely eat less sugar. I'm going to drink more water. And I'm going to try to stress less than I have in the past. Try to learn to relax a little bit better. I think most people work too hard. When you need to learn to relax, you'll be more productive. I want to try to learn something new every day. I want to study every day. I want to be spiritual. All of us are spiritual beings. That's where the mind, body, and spirit come in. So I want to be very spiritual this year and help others. I want to be grateful for what I have and for this world that we live in. And so those are some of my goals, just in general, that I want to kind of mention to everybody.
It seems like these are not as much goals as just kind of ways of going about your day that might lead you to achieve what you want to achieve. You know, whether that's from a health standpoint or a professional standpoint or relationship standpoint, and they all kind of go together. Like, how are you approaching these specific things that you want to do every day?
Well, you know, everybody wants to be successful, and I think that if you do these things, you're going to be successful. You have to keep a positive outlook, and you have to learn new things, and you have to be a little bit disciplined to not eat junk food, and you need to be disciplined to at least do some form of exercise every day, even if it's just walking to work, like I do a lot of times. But take time out to just be yourself and learn to relax and be grateful and love other people. And if you do that, you're going to be very successful and you're going to be happy.
I'm sitting here and I'm looking at your notes, and at the top of the page is mind, body, spirit. What do those three things mean to you as a practitioner, and as well as someone who's really, you know, health conscious and trying to be your healthiest self as you get older? Because I think, you know, so many people are in that same boat.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm almost 64 years old, so I've been through a lot of New Year's Eves and New Year's Day resolutions, etc. And it seems like I learn more every year, and that's what I want to do. I never want to stop learning. So you want to take care of your mind. You know, we're all worried about, you know, getting older, and we fear dementia more than any other disease. And So take care of your mind, your brain. You know, we all the time talk about what you can do for your brain health, and it's really everything we do in integrative medicine, like eat, exercise, relax, take the right supplements. So your mind is number one. And then body. You have to take care of your body, which means treat it like a temple. Feed it. You are what you eat. Don't put anything in your mouth that you're going to regret. Of course, we will at some point. But for overall, every day, eat well. And for some of you, it may be just changing a few things, like eating less sugar and drinking more water. There's all kinds of different diets out there and all. They all work, but you need to make it just more of a lifestyle. So take care of your body. Believe me, if you don't move it and exercise it and stretch it, then it's gonna tighten up. You're gonna be in pain all the time. So move. And spirit, body, mind, and spirit. Spirit, you know, we're all spiritual beings. And we all need to recognize that, and don't ignore the spiritual side of your life. If you do, you're missing the main thing that we were put on here on earth to be is spiritual. You know, practicing, you know, reading your Bible or praying, meditating, and realizing that there is a greater power and that you need to kind of embrace that idea. It leads to a lot less stress in your life, and when you realize that you need to kind of realize that you're not in control of everything, you'll find yourself more enveloped in a peaceful way of life.
I think gratitude is a big part of that as well. Being grateful for the small things, whatever that may be, the being able to listen to this podcast, being able to read a doctor's note, and being able to hang out with your family and do fun things. I think that's gonna do it for us tonight, Dr. Rogers. And what we would encourage all you this year is to all you listening is look at your resolutions a little bit differently, to make them small enough so that you can, you know, do something every single day that's going to help you work towards those goals. And, you know, if you're doing like Dr. Rogers did, and you can put them in categories of mind, body, spirit, and make sure that you're touching on all three of those domains every single day. And we think that you'll have one of your healthiest years ever. Dr. Rogers, thank you for your time tonight, and we're going to sign off. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, Ben.